good morning. We're going to go ahead and get started today. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate that. Hope you've had a good week. It seems like about every night we've had Christmas stuff. Seems like about every night we've had something this week. But I'm always glad just to be here with you guys on Sunday. I'm so glad that you're here today with us. Glenn is on vacation this morning. Glenn and Talitha and Maddie and Todd, and so but he will not be here. But we have somebody that's going to be sharing this morning, and we'll introduce him just in a little bit. But why don't you stand as we begin today? As people are still coming in, I know we have the sickness going around. But I want to start this morning with Revelation chapter 15. Revelation chapter 15. And this is a response. This is the response of the seven angels in Revelation chapter 15. And this is what they say in verse 3. And they were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God the Almighty. True and just are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. Then all nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous deeds have been revealed. You know, I love what it says at the end right there. It says that as the righteous deeds of the Lord are revealed, all nations will come and worship before him. You know, and that's encouraging to me just because I see, you know, the things that are happening every day in the world and all the evil that's happening in the world and all the things that are the ungodly things. But as we read these passages, it reminds us of what is to come. Of what is to come, that one day truly, and this is more than a cliche, it is the very power of God at work, that every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, that every nation, every king will bow before him. In this world, he is the King of the nations. He is ruler over all that this earth. And as we approach this Christmas time, and as we think about what when Jesus came down to earth, even as he came down in all humility, he is always and ever will be King of the nations. He's ruler over us. He is our Savior, our Father, our Redeemer. He's the one who's worthy of our worship this morning. He is fairer than anything else in this world, and he is worthy of our honor today. So in this time, let's just let's offer up our hearts, our intentions, our voices, our thoughts, our actions, everything up to him today. Father, we love you today. Jesus, we worship you, O King of the nations. Jesus, you are our King today. Lord, we lift you up, we exalt you. Lord, thank you for your hand working and moving in our hearts. Thank you that you bring life to our spirits. Lord, thank you that you have set us free from bondage, God. Lord, and that you are setting us free daily, Lord, from the things of this world, Jesus. Lord, thank you that your light, Lord, and the things that you say, Lord, shine far brighter than the darkness of this world. Lord, thank you that we have the opportunity to bow before you, the privilege and the honor of serving our King, the King of the nations, Lord, and the King of our hearts, the King of our families. Jesus, we worship you today. You're worthy. We love you, Jesus. Sing Fairest Lord Jesus.
Oh, Thou of God, and
is the sunshine.
There is the sunshine. There is still the moonlight. And all the twinkling starry hosts. Jesus shines.
Sing this.
For you are good, you are good. When there's nothing good in me, you are love, you are love. On display for all to see, you are light, you are light. When the darkness closes in, you are hope, you are hope. You have covered all my sins. Yes, joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, you are life. In your death has lost its sting.
I run,
and oh, I'm running to your arms. I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be. Nothing compares to your embrace, light of the world, forever.
Yes, Lord, for you are more than my words will ever say.
You are Lord, all creation will proclaim. You are here.
Of your love.
Listen, and once live.
Jesus said, "He who believes in me, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." From his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Jesus, Lord, may your Spirit flow in us like rivers of living water. Lord, may it flow out, Lord, to everyone that we see, God. Lord, may it flow out into this world. Lord, as we drink from your springs, Jesus, let your river flow inside us, God. Satisfy the desires, Lord, of every being that turns to you. Lord, thank you that it is very simple, that you have made it very simple, Lord. You call for us just to seek you out, Lord, as children, Lord, as those with childlike faith. Lord, I just pray that you would fill our hearts anew with your Holy Spirit, God, that you would empower us, Lord, to go and spread your name wherever we go, Jesus. Lord, and to find satisfaction in nothing else but you and your voice and your Spirit speaking to us, God, as we abide in you, Lord, that your joy will be made complete in us, God. Lord, that you would overwhelm us with your presence, Jesus. We love you. Thank you for who you are and what you're doing today, Jesus. Have your way in this place. In your name we pray.